Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Delsing. Batting second. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pillette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pillette. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. And now, play ball. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marion moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Philly reaches second base with a double. Joost moves to third. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Kell covering, for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Jim DelSing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DelSing is 0-for-1 in the game. DelSing hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hooper moves to third. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dyke strikes out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-1 in the game. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops it up and throws to first, with Billette covering, for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. DelSing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-0 in the game. Pellett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delsing. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marion hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Juist hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 2 in the game. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Arft for the out. One out. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Young takes first base on ball 4. Courtney moves to second. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juist fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Delsing reaches third base with a triple. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Marion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delsing scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dyke bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Marion moves to second. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 3 in the game. Arft hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Arft reaches second base with a double. Marion scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Fowler now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 2 in the game. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Pellett covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Marion takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 4 in the game. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Astroth reaches second base with a double. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.